You know, in Washington, we talk about a lot of stuff. I don't know that we ever get much accomplished, but we sure do talk a lot. We stir up a lot. It is so good to come home and see that what just a little bit of talk and a lot of hard work actually can yield. And what's behind me right now is an example that our nation's capital should come here one by one and be witness to. Northwest Arkansas has always been a can-do area, and its commitment to the betterment of its fellow man cannot be better illustrated than this children's shelter.
U.S. Representative Steve Womack was among those in attendance at yesterday's grand opening celebration of the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter's new location in Highfill. The new complex, which is located about 2 miles west of the shelter's original location in Vaughan, includes the Donald W. Reynolds Emergency Shelter, the Donald W. Reynolds Recreation Center, a warehouse and maintenance building, as well as outdoor sports fields and playground areas. This new complex has more than 65,000 square feet of building space, which is much larger than the previous building's 15,500 square feet. Greg Russell, Director of Marketing, says the additional space allows the shelter to better serve its residents.
When you've been through a construction project and it's lasted 18 months, it's such a huge relief to finally be in the new home. Whether you're building a, you know, a 1,500 square foot home for your family, or whether it's this 65,000 square foot home for these kids. But really the main thing that it does for us is space solves a lot of problems for when you've got a lot of kids that you're taking care of. People can relate to that even in their own home. A lot of kids in a small space equals trouble. Something's going to happen. So we're able in this facility, in this children's shelter, to give our kids more personal space. And just an example of that is in the old facility, our original facility, we slept four kids to a room, and it was about a 300 square foot room. And in about the same size room in this facility, we're only two kids to a room, so we've automatically doubled the amount of personal space they have on a day-to-day basis just in their living space.
The new complex, which sits on 81 acres, was financed by a $13.5 million construction grant from the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation. The Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter opened its doors in 1993. Since then, the nonprofit organization has cared for more than 5,500 children. The shelter currently serves about 400 children annually.
We are an emergency shelter for kids who are victims of abandonment, abuse, or neglect. And about 70% of our kids are victims of neglect. We have kids who are victims of sexual abuse. We have kids who are victims of physical abuse. And unfortunately, as Congressman Womack said, it's something that's not going away. And that's why we felt like it was important to increase capacity here so we can take care of more kids and give them a place to go where the hurts that they've been through can begin to heal.
Some of the ways the shelter helps children is through an on-site school as well as on-site counseling.
One of the things we've noticed is kids make an enormous amount of progress while they're here. Coming out of the situations that they're in, where there's frequently emotional turmoil, socioeconomic barriers to education, lack of nutrition, and once they get in a normal, stable environment, they thrive. They thrive on routine and stability and just people giving them unconditional love and providing for their needs, and that's what we do here.
Shaden Jedlicka is one of the people who has benefited from the shelter. After 12 years in the foster care system, he will exit out in August at the age of 21. His sister, Stormy Kenny, exited out of the foster care system last July.
Unfortunately, our story is all but uncommon. With over 350,000 youth in the foster care system across the country today, the only thing that we can do as alumni is give back to our brothers and sisters, giving them a voice, allowing them to speak up.
The brother and sister recall spending their first night in the foster care system at the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter. They were part of a group of 13 siblings and cousins who were removed from their home more than a decade ago.
Entering the children's shelter was very challenging for Shady and myself. Prior to entering the system, we played the parental role for our younger brothers and sisters. The children's shelter taught us how to love, trust, and respect ourselves as well as others. One of my favorite memories in that children's shelter was that they thought about us every single night. Even if it was just putting a pencil or a stuffed animal at the foot of our bed, you always knew that they were thinking about us. That's where we weren't used to that.
Jedlicka recalls being so affected by his positive experiences at the shelter that he hopes to one day give back to the foster care system.
I'm seeking a degree in early childhood education, and hopefully someday I can return as a licensed educator and give back to the foster care system as the staff had given to us.
Kenny says the people she encountered at the shelter are her heart, and she becomes emotional when expressing her gratitude.
Thank you for everything. I love y'all. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Prior to taking tours of the new shelter, guests witnessed a unique ribbon-cutting ceremony. Instead of an actual ribbon, participants used kid-safe scissors to cut a symbolic ribbon formed with artwork created by shelter residents who drew what they thought their new home would look like. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ready on three. One, two, three.